The Washington State Health Exchange is a month old. It's been up and running for a month now after a rocky start, a temporary shutdown on its first day, remember? And then the recent errors in calculating tax credits on the site. Still, the Washington State technical problems have paled in comparison to the federal websites. We've got two reports checking in on our health exchange here in Washington. We're going to hear from a call center in Spokane. First, though, we start with KUOW's Ruby DeLuna in Seattle. She spoke with some users of the website.
Charles Riddell is a freelance writer and barista in Seattle. As a freelancer, it's been hard to find affordable health insurance.
I really like having health insurance just for peace of mind. I'm a healthy person. I don't have any problems. But as I'm getting older, I'll be 40 in December, it's more there on my mind.
Not long after the state's health exchange opened, Riddell checked it out with no problems. He liked being able to go to one side and look at plans side by side.
Instead of, you know, getting a packet that's 2 inches thick from one guy and 3 inches thick from another, and they use totally different language, and they're on paper, and it's spread out on my dining room table, you know, it's click, compare this, compare this, compare this, and you get a chart, and it just makes sense.
Riddell says the process took him about 25 minutes, but for some people, it's taken weeks.
And there's my wife's green card, and there's my passport. And
on Jim Adcock's dining table, there's a stack of documents he's been trying to upload to the health exchange to show proof of eligibility. He wants to buy insurance for himself, his wife, and two daughters. It sounds straightforward enough, but
my complication is I have a German wife. She's on a green card. You think that, you know, I always think of a green card as just being like a passport, right? So why should that make any harder?
Adcock has been struggling for a month with a litany of technical problems. First, he couldn't upload the documents online. Then he couldn't get an update on his application status. He couldn't get answers through the call center either. And when he recently checked his online account, the documents he had uploaded were gone.
Obviously, I'm very upset. And I really don't know what to go at this point in time.
It's not that Adcock lacks tech savvy. He used to work for Microsoft. He says the system has been very confusing. Adcock's experience isn't isolated. Penny Lara is with Seattle King County Public Health. She's been helping residents sign up for health care. She says various situations like immigration status or divorce make the application process complicated. Lara says part of the stress also comes from dealing with uncertainty.
People just want to know how much they're going to pay. And they want to know today so they can start budgeting for next year. And I feel their anxiety. And yeah, I get it.
To date, nearly 50,000 Washington residents have enrolled for health plans. The website isn't the only way for people to sign up. They can also contact the exchange's call center. And that's where our story continues. I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.